People are outraged, that's all I can say. It's not just people in big cities, it's not just people who are famous, it's everybody. Everybody's outraged.
That's 15-year-old Chi-Chi. I won't be using the last names of any of the protesters in this story to protect their identities. Chi-Chi came to protest police violence in downtown Santa Rosa with her dad, Jose. Fireworks boomed in the background as demonstrators chanted, "Black Lives Matter."
I'm here today to support the Black Lives Matters movement because I just personally think that the black community in America is just terrified. And I feel like that is not how we should feel. So I'm here to support my community, support Black Lives Matter and justice for George Floyd.
We spoke less than a half hour before the city's emergency curfew kicked in Monday night. I asked Chi-Chi and Jose if they planned to leave at 8 o'clock once the curfew took effect.
If they tell us to go home in a good way, we will. You know, I don't want nothing to happen to my daughter.
According to the Santa Rosa Police Department, 27 protesters were arrested later that night. As of Thursday, over 100 protesters have been booked at the local jail. The Santa Rosa Police Department, along with other local law enforcement agencies, used tear gas and rubber bullets as a means of controlling the crowd over the weekend and throughout the week. Ripley, another protester, brought milk after being tear gassed at a protest in Oakland over the weekend. The Santa Rosa native said that these issues aren't exclusive to major cities.
Well, police brutality happens everywhere, and I think sort of living in Santa Rosa, we think since we're a small town, it doesn't happen here, but it does happen here. It happens everywhere, and we need to stand up not only in solidarity with other communities, but also to show that our own community will not allow this to continue.
Ripley cited the death of 13-year-old Andy Lopez in 2013. Tuesday marked what would have been Lopez's 20th birthday. He was shot and killed by Sonoma County Sheriff's Deputy Eric Gilhouse while carrying a toy gun. No charges were filed, but the county settled a civil rights lawsuit with Lopez's family for $3 million. Ripley carries a sign that reads, "Justice for George Floyd" and "Never Forget Andy Lopez." Ripley also wears a pin that says, "Black Trans Lives Matter."
Because I'm trans, and I think that trans lives matter, and I think that black lives matter, and black trans women are disproportionately affected by not only police brutality, but also just wanton killings. And I think that is something that needs to be talked about more and stood up against.
Tonight, Thursday, will be the first night since Monday that protesters will not be required to abide by an 8 p.m. curfew. But on the day that George Floyd was eulogized in Minneapolis, many Santa Rosans will continue to make their voices heard. I'm Adia White for KRCB News.